Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, at Roger and JP on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. Like us and follow us there. And you can make comments during the show if you can't call, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. So here's another Olympic headline even Brett could love. This is a good one today. Australian Olympians turn plane home into a vomit comet.
A what?
The Australian What's Olympians that? Turned their plane ride home into a vomit comet.
Did they all get
they
sick?
They drank so much. They all threw up all over the plane bathroom.
Oh, my God.
I was reading this. I'm like, Brett's going to love this story. This is something Brett can wrap his arms around since he doesn't love the Olympics itself and the hype involved or the bandwagoning involved. I guess you have to be able to support an Olympic team who, on the way home, win or lose, drank so much that they actually call the plane the vomit comet.
That's great. Oh, God, I'm sorry, guys. I was on the plane.
I didn't know you could sing as well. Wow, you sang the Olympic theme.
I can't say I can vomit. I can only vomit to it. Oh, my God.
Drunk substitute teacher and a fan of the Olympics as well.
Go, USA! Dude, I'm so happy for Simone Biles. Oh, my God.
Man, she got a bronze today? This morning?
She got her bronze.
She didn't get the gold. She didn't get the silver. She got the bronze.
All right.
Still great. Great job, Simone.
Oh. The other night, Nicole and I are laying in bed, and we're flipping through the channels, and the equestrian stuff is on.
Mm.
They had this, Brett, you should have seen this. This girl, whatever, she's on this horse. Mm. And as far as I can tell, the entire job of the woman on the horse was to get the horse to prance.
Okay.
It was the silliest thing I've ever seen in my life. I understand when you're racing them. I understand when you're jumping over, you're jumping over bars and that kind of stuff, and there's a course. But the entire, from what I could understand, and my wife and I are laughing, because it's the silliest looking thing I've ever seen. I'm not saying it doesn't take talent. All I'm saying is that horse is just looks like it's 1,200 pounds of shame. You know, the poor thing, it's got its mane in like 20 different buns, right?
Oh.
You know? And then there's a woman on, you know, there's a girl on, and she's got the perfect posture, of course. And then the horse is just like doing these little prancy steps.
It's called dressage. Does that ring a bell?
It sucks.
That's one of the disciplines, dressage, and then there's eventing and jumping. Okay. Jumping, easy
what
to understand.
What is dressage?
Right.
What is the dressage, the prancing or the dressing of the mane?
It might be both. Hold on, I'm looking it up. Dressage. Like, for the gold medal in dressage. In my life, I've never heard of getting a medal for dressage.
I'm sure
it's been there. I just never paid attention.
We're watching this on television. We're like, what is the purpose?
I love that you watched it.
Of this. I watch the Olympics all the time.
That's cool.
I just couldn't get it. We're just hysterical laughing. I'm like, that horse gets made fun of in the barn with the other horses. There's no doubt. Like, if that horse has to be in a stall next to the horses, the cool horses that are jumping over stuff, they definitely call that horse names.
Yeah, the dressage horse no longer has to jump, and today's horses are specifically bred for dressage and have movement far more extravagant than horses early in the 1900s. So the dressage, I guess, is the movement part, Monica. I guess it's this prancing that you saw.
Monica, you know how you love when Brett does Rich Guy voice?
I love Rich Guy.
If Rich Guy had a daughter that was into horses,
it's like,
that would be the event that Rich Guy's daughter would be doing.
I think it makes sense.
That wouldn't be
to elevate the horse's hooves.
The hooves. Oh.
It behooves me.
I wonder if that's Ashley. Is Ashley Rich Guy's daughter or no? She's not rich, is she?
I don't think we've ever made that connection.
She's not rich? No, okay.
No. She's my niece.
Oh, I see. So she's not related.
From the other side of the tracks. We don't talk about her much.
I gotta like make the horse dance and stuff.
Yeah.
Like I gotta like pick its hose up and
yeah.
It's like clip-clopping, and it's, like, really annoying. It's, like, it really hurts my ears.
How do you ever teach it to prance? I don't understand that, actually.
Clippity-cloppity.
It's a horse.
But I don't understand what makes one horse's prancing better than the other horse's prancing.
I think I have no idea, but I'm just curious. Like, does it have to do with how easily or how smoothly it happens as opposed to, like, trying to force?
I still have no idea.
I wonder if it has to do with how high and how, like, in sync, like, if they can make it be synchronized
They say Grand Prix freestyle dressage they are choreographed through dance routines.
Right.
So, like, humans. So they're not just prancing. Alone, they're dancing and doing different moves.
Oh, what are they saying, Gareth? Yeah, got a message on the board here. What's going on?
All right.
Everyone's calling in and saying it's dressage, not dressing.
Oh, dressage.
I'm sorry.
Elevate the dressage.
Rich guy, why can you tell us? You know this since you're involved.
You
dressage.
Guys, you guys sounded like horse morons. Gareth, is anybody there that wants to actually talk about why this would possibly be a sport?
I'm sure. Let me grab one right now.
Who's this?
Hold on. He's doing it.
Hello, guys. I'm a big fan.
I love that we called it.
First time, long time.
Dressage. There was a horse named. Yeah, go ahead.
A friend of mine sent me the video clip of Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg doing the play by play for the equestrian where they were prancing.
Right.
What? Like, was it great?
And Snoop was like, look, he's crip walking.
No way, really? Oh, I got to hear it.
Honestly, it's the first highlight we've heard about, and they've been doing this for weeks. I wonder if they've been good.
I haven't heard of
it. It's the first thing that came out on Twitter maybe yesterday.
I haven't heard a peep about it.
It was okay. I can good. Play it if you want, but I don't know. I haven't heard it yet. And it's someone who would send me not something that's not for air, I think.
There might be a bleep in there.
Jennifer, what's going on? You can explain
this.
Hey,
man. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
I wanted to explain the horse Olympic thing that you were talking about. First of all, it's called dressage.
Dressage, right.
Yeah, got it.
We knew that.
I want to call it dressage.
Duh.
It was making me crazy. I had to correct it.
So explain the dressage event.
It's actually more about the rider. What you're doing is you're, and it's been a long time since I've done it. It's been over 30 years. But what you're doing is you're having the horse listen to your commands and make it look like you're not doing anything. So you're getting the horse to walk a certain way, walk a certain speed, trot, canter, and then you're also getting them to change the that they're running. It's a gait, and you know, like when you go bowling and you lead off with your right foot, you always lead off with your right foot. Well, the rider can then make the horse change their lead and start off with the left foot. And it's all about being able to control the horse with your legs and your the reins. And you look like you're not doing anything. You just look like you're sitting there.
Oh.
But the horse is after you're putting the horse through its paces. You're checking a list that the judges are looking for. So
can we agree?
Wow, so that's similar to gymnastics, where they're looking for certain things to be done, and so you're doing certain things with the horse, and they will, like you said, check it off and rate each thing as well as you do it. That's difficult.
Correct.
Can we agree that there's not a broke person involved with that sport?
I know.
There's, like, not an inner-city kid to be found on that sport. No way.
The inner-city programs are dressage. The other ones are all dressage.
Right. That's racist. My God. I mean,
yeah, it's expensive to own a horse.
Thanks, Jennifer.
That's the truth.
My God.
I mean, it was this.
If ever there was a snooty, pompous event, that was it.
Like, these rich people have nothing else to do with their horses. They're bored with just riding their horses from their stables. They have to, let's just see if I can get this horse to prance. And you know what?
Right.
I won't call it prancing. I shall call it dressage.
Right.
Dressage,
in 2016 Olympics, there was a horse called Smooth Horse. And this horse danced his way to a fifth place finish to a rocking remix of Smooth by Carlos Santana with Rob Thomas.
Leave the horses alone. At this point, I just feel bad for the horses. They're being used.
I feel like skateboarding has way more belongs way more in the Olympics than this stupid horse thing.
I mean, you could talk to a human and make them do certain dance moves and teach them and communicate. How do you communicate to the horse? I mean, that must be amazing how you...
Same way you do it with a dog?
Get him to start...
You train animals. People train animals, dude.
You...
There's elephants and bears in
yeah.
You know...
They stand on their hind legs and everybody claps. This is different.
Why is it different? It's the same thing. You're training an animal.
I know, but I'm saying this is way more complicated. For a four-legged horse to dance and prance and start with the left or the right. Like the bear you're talking about is like getting on his hind legs. All right.
Well, that's...
A horse goes on his hind legs every 2 seconds. I'm talking about what they're doing. It's like Snoop was describing, like it would look like
they probably
it was a weird walking thing.
They probably shocked the crap out of it.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Until they do it.
Until he learns not to do that. He don't want to do that one again.
not with the right foot.
Let's break. Monica, listen to that audio while we're in break and see if we can play it. I want to hear it. All right, Roger, JP, 125 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. We'll be right back.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.